Totally. That's the fun thing about the first movement exactly is a whole new technique that we had been practicing our whole lives without even knowing it. It's cheersing glasses. But it turns out there are a lot of ways to screw that up by accident. We've made our mistakes, but
we haven't had an in performance catastrophe yet. But it is always on our mind.
So each one of us has two glasses, one in each hand, and they're tuned to two specific pitches. And so by yourself, you can play those two pitches together. But when you introduce another person to the mix, now there are four pitches at play that you can cheers with each other and get different dyads together.
How did you guys come to the music of Viet Quang?
So we met Viet in school, actually. A couple of us went to the Peabody Institute in Baltimore with him years ago. I'm not sure that any of us actually worked with him at that point, but he was just a guy that knew he actually was a percussionist kind of in an earlier life. But we kind of reconnected with him later in life, and we had been talking about doing a piece together for many years, but the opportunity had never arose. And then one day he kind of called us up out of the blue, and he said, "Hey, if you'll believe it, General Electric wants to commission a piece by me for the Albany Symphony. I pitched a percussion quartet concerto. Do you guys want to come and play it?" And so the piece kind of just existed. It just kind of happened. It just showed up in the mail one day. We weren't even expecting it or talking about it. He was given this opportunity, and he decided to write this piece with it.
Kevin, where did you connect with these guys? Kevin Noe conducting the concert?
Well, I connected through our wonderful percussionist, Ian Rosenbaum. Ian and I have worked together for many years in Pittsburgh at the Pittsburgh New Music Ensemble, and I'm a big fan of his, and he's never led me astray. And he brought Viet Quang to my attention a few years ago and just mentioned that he was a great composer. And then, interestingly enough, we had a big collaboration with the American Composers Forum just this last couple of years. And Viet applied for this to win these prizes and write a commission for the Pittsburgh New Music Ensemble, and he was sort of one of the runners-up in that competition. And I immediately thought, we have to do something with him, you know. So he's on our radar in Pittsburgh. Ian had mentioned him, and now we're doing this piece here at MSU as well. So he's one of the guys. I mean, he's coming up.
So in the music that we've been listening to, we hear you guys playing percussion instruments and also kind of a scaled-down orchestra. Will that be the...
Yes, there are actually two versions of this. Viet just finished a full orchestra version, which would have sort of the robust size that you're used to. Mm-hmm. And the version that they've often played, which they played with the sort of scaled-back version of the Albany Symphony, I think, and or a kaleidoscope orchestra, has only a very limited number of players with smaller strings. Ours is kind of in the middle, because I asked Viet if we could play the chamber version. I wanted to stick with the smaller one, but then could we beef up the strings a bit? So this is not one on a part, which I think is pretty standard, but we're playing with like 5 and 5 and 6 and 6, and he really liked that idea, and that was what he had in mind when we first did it. But I think in terms of our size, this is probably the first time it's ever been done with this complement, with this number of players.
Right. How did the students take to the music?
Oh, I think they really dig it, but of course, we've been rehearsing it without the best part. You know what I mean? I mean, I try to beatbox, you know, and try to give them the sense of the... But they're not buying it, you know? So we want these guys to be with us and really make the... I mean, the centerpiece of it is all the miraculous sounds that the percussion quartet makes, which is... It's also the choreography of it. I mean, it's a really theatrical piece, and everybody's looking forward to it, but they feel like they haven't really heard it yet. We've rehearsed the bits. We haven't rehearsed the soul of it yet, you know? That's tomorrow.